America Weekend.
Carl, many years ago, I had the opportunity to spend some time with Orin Lyons, who was chief of the Haudenosaunee turtle clan up in Syracuse.
Yes.
He was a guest on several different programs that I happened to be hosting at the time, talking about the environment, Native Americans, and the plight of Native Americans today. And basically the plight of all Native peoples today around the world. And Orin told me the story of a time when man was landing on the moon, that a reporter, an enterprising reporter from one of the Syracuse papers, came to the Onondaga Reservation to ask the elders what they thought about a man landing on the moon. And the elders were so taken aback by the question that they said they couldn't answer that right away. They needed to meet in council. And they did. And they met in council, and they met in council, and they met in council for several days before they called the reporter back to give him their answer. I was so thrilled with the story, and I'll give you the answer in a minute, that I wrote a poem about that called Onondaga Council Fire. I also had Tim Janis, a great composer, gave me permission to use some of his music to put with that. And so here's the recording, and you'll get the answer at the end of the recording.
Let's take a listen.
Listen.
Man was going to the moon, a question asked one afternoon to all the elders of the tribe. What do you think? Can you describe your feelings of man's lunar trip and his expanded stewardship upon the orb above the earth, an age of space that's now at birth? The elders said, for such a thought, to think about an astronaut and his first step upon that sphere, where man again may interfere. They would meet at council fire, asking wisdom to acquire an answer to this great request from spirits north, south, east, and west. There was for days debate and talk about the lunar ship and walk, and what could happen later on beyond first steps phenomena. And when they took the consequence to seven generations hence, they quickly asked one afternoon, was there a way to warn the moon?
There you go, Carl. That was their answer. Was there any way that the reporter knew that they could warn the moon that man was coming?
Well, you know, that gets down to the and it wound up in an motion picture. But I do remember when I was in Sedona and met with some Indian tribes, the Navajo and the Nez Perce. The one question they made about the planet is that what the Earth requires is man's absence, not its participation. I found that always extraordinary. It requires our absence, not our participation.
The wisdom of the native peoples of the world,
yes,
is profound.
It is.
And most times we in the 21st century don't listen to the ancient wisdom that does have validity.
You know, have you ever seen, and they've done this a number of times in motion pictures and in other things, where they have these people out of space and time, where they're racing faster than people can understand. There's been a number of segments about this, about in sci-fi and so on. But I've often wondered if that's not the condition of those Native Americans and Native tribes who look at the rest of the world as being out of space and time.
Oh, indeed. I mean, that brings up the story written by Sister Carol Perry in her book, Waiting for Their Souls to Catch Up.
Yes.
You remember that story?
Yes, I do.
And, well, basically it was that a bunch of bearers in the jungles of Africa at one time refused to go faster to help these British explorers make a ship at one of the ports. And the British asked the head bearer, well, why can't you? He says, because we're waiting. We're moving too fast. We're waiting for our souls to catch up.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of truth to that.
But how do you explain that when you are in a different time frame? You can't. There's no one just standing there. And do you understand what I'm saying?
We do, yeah.
There's no understanding on the same plane, yet we are both human beings, but we are moving at a different pace than you are. And it's fascinating. And I guess back to my European trip, I immediately can see when I come out of the plane to get a taxi cab, how much different movement in terms of vitality or energy, call it what you will, that I'm moving, that everyone else is moving. And I got to kind of
In many ways, it's a different space-time continuum.
Yes. Yes, it is.
You know, and I'm not moving into science fiction. It's just that's basically what it is. You know, we have talked about on this program bringing on some members of the Native tribes of America to talk about their original wisdom.
Yes.
And I think we should follow through on that.
Maybe do
one whole hour
I think
on
we
that
should.
Sometime.
Absolutely. We even talked about the possibility of doing an entire program, a whole concept program on this. And there's so much there. It's such a – I don't know if our listeners, many of our listeners, understand the scope and the breadth of this, because it really is very large, of a different way of life. Almost as if, again, they are out of space and time with the rest of the world as it is today.
And, or we are.
Or we are. Either way. When we're sure as hell are not on the same plane, that's for sure. And it's not. It is spiritual. It is both spiritual, emotional, and in the real sense. And I believe that in the real sense.
Well, in my travels, and I'm sure you have too, I've had the opportunity to observe, obviously as a outsider, some of the great dance ceremonies of the
yes.
tribes of the Southwest.
Correct.
And
fascinating.
And, I mean, that, it tells a story. It does more than that. It moves you into a oneness with nature.
But many times that I've seen these dances, and I've been blessed with my dear wife, who understands on a spiritual level much better than I do. But the point is that that whole question of space and time, theirs is eternal. You see, that is an eternal dance of a native species, a native human species. And I say the word species because they are different in terms of their time continuum than us from the European stock, if you will, and living it differently in a different way. And we come to it differently. We think of it differently. And they are thinking of it in a plane that's far removed from us. And I don't know if we ever could understand that.
Well, you know, I'm not so sure it's that far removed from us. I think basically what we have done is we have forgotten that we are part of nature and that we are, in fact, the nature that we abuse.
I remember an old Indian woman saying to us when we were purchased a small item, at a local stand in the Nez Perce Reservation, she said, "We have forgotten how to find the souls we have lost." I thought that was remarkable. We have forgotten how to find the souls that we
meaning
lost.
They had forgotten, or we meaning the white society,
or in general today. Everyone,
yeah,
because she was looking at her own young kids playing out there, mm-hmm. and Indian children. We have forgotten how to find the souls we've lost. I thought that was fascinating.
It is. Well, let's
do that.
Once again, Leo should try to follow through on what we think about and talk about.
We carry on, and, don't we, Roland?
Oh, we do. We do. Well, I'm delighted you had a good trip.
Thank you. This has been a program.
And you're back, and jet lag must be catching up with
it
you.
It is.
So,
I hear it coming.
Now, what I could do is sing a lullaby
yes,
for you.
Yes, and I'll be asleep in a moment.
I bet you would. So what you usually say this time
yes.
is...
This is called Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino as we join with you until next time.
America,
individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.